Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Alexander from Waltham.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We kick Kennedy out, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave your studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck.
Five trivia questions are all pop culture related. Alexander, you answer more than right than Kennedy. You win the money.
All right.
If you tie, that's a loss for you, Alexander. Question number one. Ben Affleck recently said he feels empathy for Britney Spears and the pressure she's faced. He compared constant media harassment to poking a tiger until it reacts. Ben Affleck is the face of which national brand?
I don't know. Don't remember.
America runs on it.
Dunkin' Donuts?
We're giving clues like that now, Dan?
You do all the time on the first question.
I don't know what you're talking about. Question number two. Three Doors Down singer Brad Arnold has stage 4 kidney cancer. The band canceled their summer tour, which included dates performing with Creed. Can you name Three Doors Down's biggest hit, which is also Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
Question number three. 71-year-old Jackie Chan still does his own stunts and says he'll never retire. He says when you've done it for 64 years straight, there's no physical preparation anymore. It's muscle memory. Name the buddy cop movie franchise Jackie starred in alongside Chris Tucker.
I don't know.
Question number four. Some of the Cardinals who have to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave for tips because they've never experienced a conclave before. I watched that movie. It felt very real. I would same. That's a documentary as far as I'm concerned. Which actor plays the lead role of Cardinal Lawrence in that movie?
Oh, I don't remember his name. I just remember he played Voldemort.
Question number five.
That's true, we did.
Okay.
KFC is entering the tenders craze with an online-only deal that gets you 5 tenders for $5. It's only available on the KFC app or website for a limited time. How many herbs and spices does KFC use in their famous original recipe?
How many?
Yeah, it was in their all their ad campaigns for a long time.
I don't know, 11?
Or do you?
Kennedy!
It's a hell of a guess, Alexander from Waltham. That's a hell of a guess. All right. Uh-oh. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Alexander getting 3 out of 5.
All right, well done, friend.
Sure did.
I think he's as surprised as we are, Kennedy. Nice job, Alexander. You ready, Kennedy?
I mean, question five was a great poll.
Yeah, these are tough. Question number one. Ben Affleck recently said he feels empathy for Britney Spears and the pressure she's faced. He compared constant media harassment to poking a tiger until it reacts. Ben Affleck is the face of which national brand?
Duncan.
Tied at one. Three Doors Down singer Brad Arnold has stage four kidney cancer. The band has canceled their summer tour, which included dates performing with Creed. Can you name Three Doors Down's biggest hit, which is also Superman's weakness?
Kryptonite.
Tied at two. 71-year-old Jackie Chan still does his own stunts and says he'll never retire. Name the buddy cop movie franchise Jackie starred in alongside Chris Tucker.
Rush Hour?
It is Rush Hour.
Can you hear the words?
They're coming out of my mouth.
3-2. Question number four. Some of the Cardinals who have to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave for tips because they've never experienced a conclave before.
I feel like there could have been a class, maybe a seminar, maybe a webinar, maybe a Zoom call.
They have a documentary. It's called Conclave.
That's not a documentary, but go on.
Bunch of Cardinals on a Zoom call. That'd be great.
Which actor plays the lead role of Cardinal Lawrence in that movie?
Ray Fiennes.
4-2. Question number five. KFC is entering the tenders craze with an online-only deal that gets you 5 tendies for only $5.
We love a tendy.
How many herbs and spices does KFC use in their famous original recipe?
11.
It is 11.
Remember when they joined Twitter and they followed only the 5 Spice Girls and 6 random guys named Herb?
I think they still do. So good.
Kennedy gets the win 5-3. Alexander, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a $100 play card to end the game. PVD, your go-to for hot games, fun food, and cool parties. Check out party packages and more at inthegamepvd.com. So you enjoy that gift play card.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're very welcome.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Oh, and Alexander for Walton, and it can be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. You know, a little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. Learn more at subaruofnewengland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Kaylee from Chelmsford.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Kaylee and her son are just finished making their dunks order, Dan.
There you go. What's your dunks order?
It's the same thing I asked.
Bagel. Bagel minis and a coffee.
Have you had the bagel minis, Dan?
I have not.
I didn't know they existed, but I'm in now.
I'm a sausage, egg, and cheese on a croissant guy. Hash browns.
All right.
Those are good, too.
Kennedy, or Kaylee, will you please kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Good luck to you.
5 trivia questions, all pop culture related. You answer more right than Kennedy, you win the money. If you tie, that is a loss for you. And Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. The Real Housewives franchise is headed to New England. Bravo has announced that it has been greenlit the latest series in the franchise. It'll be The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Rhode Island is commonly referred to as the blank state.
The water state? The wet state?
The wet state.
Question number two.
The wet state.
Sabrina Carpenter had an amazing night at the Met Gala, and her dad had thoughts. Sabrina posted a recap featuring Usher hand feeding her a cherry, and her dad, David, simply commented, weird. And then Usher himself commented saying, apologies, Mr. Carpenter. Can you name the Usher song with Lil Jon and Ludacris that spent 12 weeks at number one?
What? They say what in it, right? Oh, my God.
Lil Jon says what in most things.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, gosh. I'm
going
to have to pause. I can't think right now.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Question number three. Tom Brady says doing his 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Finding that out after the fact felt like, quote, a stake through the heart. Which comedian delivered this line at the roast? Take a listen.
Tom also lost lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like, Gronk actually does Bitcoin, which is where he just chews on a handful of nickels.
Name the comedian.
Nikki Glacier. I don't know if I pronounced
that. That's close enough.
We'll give it to you.
Yeah, close enough.
Okay.
He wants his bagel mini stand.
Stop talking to the strange man on the radio.
Give me my jokes. Question number four. Some of the Cardinals.
No, you're fine.
Seriously, this is life. Some of the Cardinals who have to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave for tips because they've never experienced a conclave before. Which color smoke signals that they've elected a new pope?
Green.
Question number five. On this day in 2010, Betty White became the oldest person to host SNL at the tender age of 88. Which celebrity was the youngest hosting when they were only 7 years old?
I'm going to have to pass. Right. I'm too young for that.
That's good. Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What is your son's name, Kaylee?
Rory.
Rory. How old is Rory?
4, and he wants his music he listens to on my phone, but I've been holding it.
Oh, wow. He's just like our boss, Sal. Shut up and play more music.
Yes. We have a Sal in the making, Dan. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
I have Kaylee getting 1 out of 5.
Suit.
Oh, no, that's not a boo. It's a suit. Here we go. Question number one, Kennedy. These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
The Real Housewives franchise is heading to New England. Bravo has announced The Real Housewives of Rhode Island. Rhode Island, commonly referred to as the blank state.
Granite.
No, that's New Hampshire.
What am I thinking of?
That would be...
Oh, the ocean state.
The ocean state. Or, as Kaylee said, the wet state.
Hey, whatever.
I like that one, too. 0-0. Sabrina Carpenter had an amazing night at the Met Gala, and her dad had thoughts. So Sabrina posted a recap featuring Usher hand-feeding her a cherry. And her dad, David, simply commented, weird. Then Usher himself commented, saying, apologies, Mr. Carpenter.
What a roller coaster.
Name the Usher song with Lil Jon and Ludacris that spent 12 weeks at number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is it.
Exclamation point.
1-0. Question number 3. Tom Brady says doing the 2024 roast was a major parenting mistake because it hurt his kids. Which comedian delivered this line at the roast, Kennedy? Take a listen.
Tom also lost $30 million in crypto. Tom, how did you fall for that? I mean, even Gronk was like, me know that not real money. Like, Gronk actually does Bitcoin, which is where he just chews on a handful of nickels.
Such a great joke.
Nikki Glaser?
Yes. Bitcoin, get a bit.
I got it.
Yeah, it was strong. It was strong. 2-1. Question number 4. Some of the Cardinals who had to choose the next pope have been watching the movie Conclave
again,
for tips.
Shouldn't there have been a web post, webinar, something?
Do you think Netflix like cut them off and said you're not allowed to share this?
No.
It's like all the different popes were, all the Cardinals were watching it in different rooms using the same password, like Pope 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No.
Yeah.
Kennedy, what color smoke signals they've elected a new pope?
White.
It is white, yes. Black if they don't, white if they do. 3-1. Question number 5. On this day in 2010, Betty White became the oldest person to host SNL at the tender age of 88. Which celebrity was the youngest hosting when they were only 7?
Drew Barrymore.
It was Drew Barrymore.
I remember one of the lines she said. She said something to the effect. They were like, shouldn't you be in bed? And she goes, I'm a Barrymore. Give me a whiskey and make it a double. At 7 years old.
And then she backed up those statements.
And then went to Studio 54.
Yep.
4-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy. Kaylee, you're not walking
nice
away
job,
empty-handed,
Kennedy.
Though. We have a pair of tickets for you to see Kendrick Lamar and SZA on the Grand National Tour coming May 12th at Gillette Stadium. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster.com, but you're going for free, okay?
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. And thank you, Kennedy. You rock.
You rock.
We got a text from the 617. Kaylee, you are a hero. We've all been there with a screaming kid in the car. Hashtag solidarity. Yeah.
You could shut us off and play Rory.
Yeah, go right ahead. Yeah.
You get a fistful of mini bagels.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Kaylee from Chelmsford, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
4-1.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, of course, presented by Subaru of New England. Let love bloom in a new Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Courtney from Plymouth.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Good morning, Kennedy, please leave the studio.
Kennedy, please. Oh, you guys nailed it.
Thank you. Good luck.
That is Brianna and Jackson.
Thank you, me too.
Is that right, Brianna and Jackson?
Yes, Jackson just turned 4 last week, and Brianna's birthday is in 13 days.
Hey, you've been busy.
Yeah. Yep. And
no days off.
I have no day to play. I have no day to play. I have no time to play.
All right, guys, let's listen to the
question. I don't know what he's saying.
He said, I have no time to play. I think
he's a busy man.
He's fibbing.
I have no time to play.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you. Courtney, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Courtney just put it on mute and threatened their lives. Gave them the mom googly eyes.
Mom's trying to win $100.
What are you?
You'll make me come back there.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Today is National Have a Coke Day. Coca-Cola has a stranglehold on the top spot for soda sales in the United States. Pepsi was number two for years, but it recently slipped.
Yeah, this guy is nice.
Which soda is number two right now?
I can tell that all together.
Is it Dr. Pepper, Sprite, or Diet Coke?
Diet Coke.
Question number two, Marvel is changing their strategy after some lackluster box office results, and they are going to focus more on their films and less on TV in order to restore a certain level of quality. Can you name the Marvel movie currently in theaters that stars Florence Pugh, David Harbour, and Sebastian Stan?
My husband's going to kill me. He's huge on Marvel.
Your ability to focus is astounding.
It's a gift God gives you after you have kids, Dan.
I don't know.
All right.
Thunderbolt? I don't know.
Question number three. Katy Perry is back stateside with the U.S. leg of her Lifetime tour kicking off in Houston tonight. Take a listen. Tell me which Katy Perry song starts with these lyrics.
You ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
All right, name the song.
Firework.
Question number four. The longest-running live-action sitcom in TV history is It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It will begin its 17th season in July. Which woman was Charlie Kelly obsessed over for a majority of the series?
I don't know. I've never seen that show.
All right. And question number five.
17 seasons to catch up on.
The Golden Globes will introduce a new award category for Best Podcast of the Year at their ceremony next year. Can you name the organization that founded and conducted the Golden Globes for 80 years before being dissolved in 2023 because of scandals and concerns about diversity and ethical lapses?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat it one more time? Stop.
Who founded the Golden Globes?
Why didn't you write it like that?
Who founded the Golden Globes, guys? You got an answer?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio.
We don't know.
Kennedy!
All right, Kennedy, welcome back. Oh, what an adventure, Kennedy. Courtney and Brianna and Jackson, they got 2 out of 5 right, I think. I don't know what happened. I blacked out.
Yeah, we'll call it 2.
These are tough, Kennedy. You ready?
Sure.
Today's National Have a Coke Day. Coca-Cola has a stranglehold on the top spot for soda sales in the United States. Pepsi was number 2 for years, but it recently slipped. Which soda is number 2? Is it Dr. Pepper, Sprite, or Diet Coke?
Dr. Pepper.
It is Dr. Pepper. 1-0. Question number 2. Marvel is changing their strategy after some lackluster box office results, and they're going to focus more on their films and less on TV. Name the Marvel movie currently in theater starring Florence Pugh, David Harbour, and Sebastian Stan.
Thunderbolts.
Thunderbolts is correct. 2-1. Question number 3. Katy Perry is back stateside with U.S. leg of her lifetime tour, kicking off in Houston tonight. Which Katy Perry song starts with these lyrics?
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
Name.
Firework.
That is correct. 3-2. Question number 4. The longest running live action sitcom in TV history? It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It will begin its 17th season in July. Which woman was Charlie Kelly obsessed over for the majority of the series?
I don't know.
The waitress.
Huh.
Stalked her the whole show.
Yeah.
I've literally watched at least 5-10 seasons of that, and I cannot think of it.
Oh, it's a big theme.
Isn't that
crazy? I mean, he met her in like one of the first episodes,
the
right?
The very first episode.
Was it the first one?
They're married in real life, too, which is funny.
Yeah. 3-2. Question number 5. The Golden Globes will introduce a new award category for Best Podcast of the Year at their ceremony next year.
Yeah.
Kennedy, who founded the Golden Globes? They were dissolved in 2023.
Foreign Press?
The Hollywood Foreign Press is the correct answer. 3-2 is the final score. You're right. This was close, Kennedy. It was a close one. Unfortunately, you don't get the cash, Courtney. Kennedy gets the win. But we appreciate you calling in and playing this morning. Are you still there?
We're still there.
Okay.
I'm overstimulated. I need to lie down.
You should probably never have kids, Dan. Because that's just a Thursday. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Courtney and Jackson from Plymouth, and we can't beat Kennedy.
We lost Brianna.
You in the car. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.